Then there's something else. Let's hear. He says in verse 25 and 26, "But now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints, for it hath pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem." Now, two things that Paul wanted to do. He wanted to go to Spain, and that's to the west. Now, he also wants to go to Jerusalem, and that's to the east. These were the two things. And he wanted to take a gift to the poor saints in Jerusalem, and he wanted to take them by his own hands. You know why? Because he said with his own hands, he'd wasted the church in Jerusalem. He'd persecuted it. And now he wanted to make up for that, take a gift to them. This is the heart of the great apostle Paul. This is very personal that he's talking to us about. Now, friends, Paul called giving a fellowship, to make a certain fellowship to the poor of the saints which are at Jerusalem. You see, you have fellowship. Christians have fellowship with God and with Christ and with one another when you give, friends. Actually, that's a fellowship. And fellowship doesn't mean patting somebody on the back. That's not fellowship. That's knife and fork club. They meet every week, these knife and fork clubs. And that's fellowship as far as they're concerned. But fellowship is sharing the things of Christ. And Paul said he wanted to go to Jerusalem. Now, he persecuted the church. Now, he says, I want to have fellowship with them. I want to take a gift up there. And we read in Acts 24:17, Paul gives the historical record of what he did. He says, "Now after many years, I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings." And this collection was a great burden on the heart of this great apostle. You'll find him writing about it in 2 Corinthians. In fact, the 8th and 9th chapters, all about it. Now I come to verse 27. "It hath pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things." Now, Paul makes it clear that it was a free will offering. "Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." Now, that's 2 Corinthians 9:7, and this is the offering Paul took up. But Paul makes something else very clear, and that it's not only a free will offering, they couldn't give any other way to please God, but he also enforces the fact that they had a moral obligation and debt to pay. The Gentiles had received the gospel from the nation Israel. And in John 4:22, our Lord said, "Ye worship ye know not what." We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. The gospel began at Jerusalem. Macedonia and Achaia were obligated to Jerusalem. And some of the saints in Jerusalem were having financial difficulties because of the persecution. And Macedonia and Achaia can now pay a spiritual debt in the coin of the realm. And this is foreign missions in reverse, by the way. It's the missionary church helping the home church. And that may take place before we're through today, by the way, in this day in which we're living. And when you see the economy of our country and see what's happening abroad, the nations that we were victorious over today, they are prosperous, and we're the ones in debt. And it looks like we're going to have to learn to lose a war in order to be victorious and win. Germany and Japan, they're prosperous. The United States going in the other direction, apparently.